News in brief, top diplomats from Iran, the U.S. and the EU ended day's talk in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear energy program and break for the night. Iran senior diplomat Abbas Araghchi says the talks were productive, but much work remains to be done. The negotiations will resume on Saturday morning. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal with Iran during the nuclear talks would be, quote, very bad. He made the remarks after a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Foreign ministers from Germany, Britain, France, and the U.S. have arrived in Geneva to attend the talks over Iran's nuclear program. A survey by the Pew Research Center shows that a majority of Americans disapprove of U.S. President Barack Obama's job performance. Only 41% of U.S. citizens approve of Obama's performance, while 53% disapprove of it. The 12% deficit in approval is the largest since Obama took office. A British military court has found a Marine guilty of murdering an injured Afghan militant in 2011. The conviction is the first of its kind in Britain relating to the Afghan war. The victim had been shot by a helicopter when captured. The British Marine then shot him at close range. In Canada, pressure is mounting on Toronto's embattled mayor Rob Ford to step down after his lawyer announced that he was considering addiction treatment. Ford has admitted to smoking crack after having problems with alcohol. The 44-year-old mayor of Toronto said he had once smoked crack while he was drunk. The UN World Food Program says that 20% of the 1.1 million people of the Central African Republic are under threat from hunger. The causes are poor harvests and violence. The UN said the deprived people cannot meet their daily food needs on a regular basis. People in Pakistan have held rallies to protest against Washington's assassination drones. Protesters chanted slogans against the U.S., urging the Pakistani government to shoot down drones if Washington continues the strikes. They also called on Islamabad to block routes used by U.S.-led forces to send supplies to Afghanistan. One of the strongest storms on record has slammed into the central Philippines, killing at least four people. Typhoon Haiyan knocked out power and communications in several provinces, forcing hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. The typhoon also triggered landslides that blocked roads and ripped roofs off houses.